his response is to go and make a call and sort of a whip type thing, start throwing tables out and start chasing people around. Now he catches them all off guard. And partly because obviously he's a personality, he is the Holy Spirit's upon him, but the zeal of what's going on, they all back away, he chases them out. Now go look at things here. First of all, John places this very thematically, God's return for the first time to the temple. And what he checked out, he's found it's been correct. Now, in Ezekiel, I've tracked down where Ezekiel is going to back off. There we are. Then the cherubim lifted their wings and rose into the air with their wheels beside them. The glory of the God of Israel hovered above them, and the glory of the Lord went up from the city and stopped above the mountains to the east. Ezekiel, who's a prophet in the Old Testament, had this vision, and he had this vision of the Shekinah of God, the glory of God, leaving the temple. God was so upset with the way the Israelites had behaved that he physically got up and left. God left the building. You see, God had entered the building when Solomon had dedicated it. And so from the Gospel of John's perspective, God, Creator, now returns, and he's going to check out, what do I do before they use my temple? I've not been around for so many years, I'm going to check it out. And I am not pleased. Because there is injustice going on here. This is not a just system. Because those who most need to find me, those who are in poverty, those who can't afford, those who can't defend themselves, those who want to have reconciliation, find it the hardest to come back towards me. You set it up to make the one thing I wanted, me being approachable, the hardest thing possible. Sorry, I disrupted you again. In Zechariah, it says, in fact, every cooking pot in Jerusalem and Judea will be holy to the Lord of heaven's armies. I mean, that might sound like a sort of strange quote, but if you follow the whole part through, you can read the whole of Zechariah, what it's really saying is, God will be so on top of the world that all the nations of the world who are presently our enemies will stop being our enemies because we'll have conquered them, because God will be in charge. And they'll all come to worship at the temple, and then every single item of the temple will be holy, even the cooking pot. It will be easy for people to get here. Everybody will want to come. That's what Zechariah is saying. Look, I'm sending my messenger. He'll prepare the way before me. Then the Lord you are seeking will suddenly come into his temple. The messenger of the covenant who you have so looked for so eagerly is surely coming, says the Lord of heaven's army. But who will be able to endure it when he comes? Who will be able to stand and face him when he appears? For he will Jesus responds, and his response is incredulous when you actually understand the background behind it. But I think you've got to understand what's inside him. And I want to use a illustration I saw this week. There was a headline this week. I didn't tap on it because I didn't want to go any worse into it. But I think it was in Europe somewhere. There was a gentleman drowning. you